At 9 o'clock on such a morning, the place of business of Pubsey and Co. was not the liveliest object even in St. Mary Axe, which is not a very lively spot, with a sobbing gaslight in the counting-house window and a burglarious stream of fog creeping in to strangle it through the keyhole of the main door. But the light went out, and the main door opened, and Rhea came forth with a bag under his arm. Almost in the act of coming out at the door, Rhea went into the fog, and was lost to the eyes of St. Mary Axe. But the eyes of this history can follow him westward by Cornhill, Cheapside, Fleet Street, and the Strand to Piccadilly and the Albany. Thither he went at his grave and measured pace, staff in hand, skirt at heel, and the more than one head turning to look back at his venerable figure already lost in the mist, supposed it to be some ordinary figure indistinctly seen, which fancy and the fog had worked into that passing likeness. Arrived at the house in which his master's chambers were on the second floor, Rhea proceeded up the stairs and paused at Fascination Fledgeby's door. Making free with neither bell nor knocker, he struck upon the door with the top of his staff, and, having listened, sat down on the threshold. It was characteristic of his habitual submission that he sat down on the raw dark staircase